You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of using Microsoft Outlook for the Mac using VoiceOver. And in this demonstration, I want to give you a bit of an overview, of course, of what it's like to use Outlook on the Mac now that it's become reasonably, if not fully, accessible using VoiceOver. So first of all, let me go and open up Microsoft Outlook and I'll show you the current build number that made it accessible from hopefully then on with using VoiceOver. So first of all, let me go to my desktop with the VoiceOver command Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Dropbox alias.
And I'm going to go to my applications folder by doing Shift Command and A.
Applications, now in applications window.
Okay, and I'm going to start typing in Microsoft.
Mail, Microsoft Excel.app application.
Okay, that's Microsoft Excel. Let me press my down arrow key.
Microsoft OneNote.app application. One Microsoft Outlook.app application.
And that's the one we want. Command O to open it.
Open. Outlook, inbox, window, home, selected, tab. One of three has keyboard focus.
I'll come back to how to navigate the screen in a tick. As I said, let me just show you the build number that you would need to have to fully access Microsoft Outlook with VoiceOver on the Mac. So then go to the menu bar with VOM or Control Option M.
Menu bar, Apple.
Come across to the right using my right arrow key.
Outlook.
Pressing down arrow.
Outlook, menu 9 items. About Outlook.
Hitting enter on About Outlook.
About Outlook. Microsoft registered sign Outlook for Mac. Version 15.21.1, 160411.
Version 15.21.1, and the release date was 16.04.11, so the 11th of the 4th, 2016. So I'm going to close that window for the moment with Command W.
Close, now in inbox, window, home, selected, tab, one of three.
Let me just find out what my cursor is currently sitting on, and I'm going to do VOF3 or Control Option F3.
Home, selected, tab, one of three is in the VoiceOver cursor.
I'm basically sitting on the home tab in three tabs, and I'm actually sitting inside a grip called ribbon. Because if I uninteract with Shift VO up arrow, or Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with home, ribbon, tab group.
It said home, ribbon, tab group. And the reason why it said home, because home is currently a selected tab inside the group. So let me re-interact with Shift VO down arrow, or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with home, ribbon, tab group. Six items, home, selected, tab, one of three.
Okay, and we heard it's got six items. So if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Organize tab, two of three.
That's the second tab, organize. And I'll just show you quickly, if I do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar on that.
Press organize, selected tab, two of three.
And now I uninteract.
Stop interacting with organize, ribbon, tab group.
So it says organize, ribbon, tab group now because the organize tab is now the one selected. So reinteract.
Interact with organize, ribbon, tab group. Six items, home tab, one of three.
Okay, and if I go to the right, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Organize, selected, tab, two of three.
Okay, we can hear it's selected.
Tools tab, three of three.
That's the tools tab.
Help improve office, menu button.
Help improve office, menu button.
Collapse ribbon button.
Collapse ribbon.
Scroll area.
And the scroll area. And if I go trying to go any further.
Scroll area.
I can't. So basically inside the ribbon group, let's go to the top.
Home tab, one of three.
We've got the three tabs, home,
organize
tab, and tools. Three
of, help improve office. Menu button.
Help improve office.
Collapse ribbon button.
Collapse ribbon.
Scroll area.
And the scroll area. Okay, so that's actually inside the group. And of course, the scroll area contains the items of what tab we selected, whether it's home, organize, or tools. So if I go back to the top.
Home tab, one of three.
And select home.
Press home, selected tab, one of three.
And now go to the right.
Organize tools, help improve, collapse ribbon, scroll area.
And interact with the scroll area. Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with scroll area. 19 items, new email button. New email.
New email. And what you'll find is most of the controls in Microsoft Outlook will actually have a tooltip, i.e. help text tip, with them. So you just heard the one for the new email. If I go to the right, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
New items, menu button. New items.
Okay, new items.
Delete, dimmed button.
Delete. It says dim.
Archive button. Archive. Reply button. Reply.
Reply.
Reply all button.
Reply all.
Reply all. Forward button. Forward.
Forward.
Meeting button.
Meeting.
Move menu button.
Move.
Junk menu button.
Junk.
Junk. Red slash unread button. Red slash unread.
Red slash unread.
Categorize menu button.
Categorize, etc. I won't go through all of them since there's 19. Now if I uninteract with that scroll area.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
I'm still in the ribbon group still. So if I do VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Scroll area is in the voiceover cursor.
There's the scroller that we just went into. And if I do VO left or Control Option left arrow.
Collapse ribbon button.
There's the collapse ribbon.
Help improve office.
Help
menu
improve
button.
Office.
Tools tab, 3 of 3.
Tools tab.
Organize tab, 2 of 3. Home, selected tab, 1 of 3.
And the home tab. So that's the ribbon group that you land in when you first go into Outlook, or depending on where you left it last. And of course, mine was currently on the home tab. So if I interact with the group.
Stop interacting with home, ribbon, tab group.
And of course, I did shift VO up arrow, shift control option up arrow to stop interacting. So that's the group. So if I now do VO F3 or control option F3.
Home, ribbon, tab group is in the voiceover cursor.
It says the home, ribbon, tab group is in the voiceover cursor. If I interact.
Interact with home.
Go back into that group and now do VO F3 or control option F3.
Home, selected tab, 1 of 3 is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, it just says the home tab is in the voiceover cursor. Whereas previously, when I was outside the group, it said the home tab ribbon group was in the voiceover cursor. Just for a bit of orientation, so interact again.
Stop interacting with home, ribbon, tab group.
If I do VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Toolbar.
There's our toolbar.
Full screen button.
Full screen
button. This button also has an action to zoom the window.
Okay, this button also has an action to zoom the window.
Minimize button.
Minimize.
Close button.
And close button. So let's go back to the right. VR right arrow, control option right arrow.
Minimize button. Full screen button. Toolbar.
Let's have a quick look inside the toolbar. Shift VO down arrow, shift control option down to interact.
Interact with toolbar. 5 items. Undo. Dimmed button.
Okay, undo. Currently dimmed.
Redo. Dimmed button.
Redo.
Quick print button. Quick print.
Quick print.
Inbox.
Inbox.
Search this folder. Search text field.
Search this
Search
folder.
This folder.
And that's the end of the toolbar. Now, I'm just going to show you what happens when you enter that edit area. It also brings up a search tab in that ribbon group. So if I now interact with VoiceOver on the toolbar.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
Okay, of course, shift VO up arrow, shift control up arrow to do that. Now go to the right, VO right arrow, control right arrow.
Search, ribbon, tab group.
And I interact with the group. As you can hear now, it says search, ribbon, tab group. Because now if I interact, shift VO down or shift control option down arrow.
Interact with search, ribbon, tab group. 7 items, home tab, 1 of 4.
Okay, we've now got 4 tabs. We've got home.
Organize tab, 2 of 4.
Organize, and of course I'm doing VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Tools tab, 3 of 4.
Tools and.
Search, selected tab, 4 of 4.
Search is currently selected. If I keep going to the right with VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Help improve office. Menu collapse ribbon button. Scroll area.
There's our scroll area. Interact with the scroll area.
Interact with scroll area. 17 items, current folder, checked, checkbox. Current folder.
Okay, current folder, check, checkbox.
Subfolders, dim, unchecked, checkbox.
Subfolders.
All mail, unchecked, checkbox.
Of course, this is all how mail. You can actually filter your search results. So let me uninteract for the moment.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
And I'm going to go back and I'm going to reselect the home tab because I don't need search for the moment.
Collapse ribbon button. Help improve office. Menu, search, select tools, tab, organize, tab, home, tab, 1 of 4.
I'm going to reselect home.
Press home, selected, tab, 1 of 4.
And uninteract.
Stop interacting with home, ribbon, tab group.
And we can hear now that home is now selected because now it says home, ribbon, tab group. Yeah, right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Navigation pane, table, row 1 of 12, inbox selected.
So now I've got a navigation pane and inbox is currently selected. And if I keep going to the right.
Vertical splitter. Message list outline view, table, column 1, row 2, empty cell.
Okay, there's my message table outline view. And keep going to the right.
Vertical splitter, collect table, no selection.
Now, I'm not 100% sure what that item actually does, so I'm actually going to ignore it for the moment. The next control I really want is...
Mail, selected button.
So here are the controls that you would use to switch between the main apps in Outlook. So mail's currently selected. If I go to the right, VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Calendar button.
Calendar.
People button.
People, i.e. contacts. And of course, to select any one of these, we do VO spacebar or control option spacebar. And that would change the, of course, the layout of the current screen to go into that application in Outlook. So keep going to the right, VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Tasks button.
Tasks.
Notes button.
Notes.
Expand module bar button.
Expand module bar button.
Horizontal splitter, collapse on bottom.
Double splitter.
Status bar group.
And the status bar group, if I interact with the status bar group, so shift VO down arrow, shift control option down arrow.
Interact with status bar group. 3 items, items, 6 button.
Okay, I got 3 items, 6, meaning 6 messages in my inbox.
All folders are up to date. Button.
All folders are up to date.
Connected to me button.
And I'll connect it to me as in my iCloud me email address. So uninteract.
Stop interacting with status bar group.
And if we try and go one more to the right.
Status bar group.
We're at the end of the screen. So if I go to the top of the screen, shift function VO left arrow.
Toolbar.
So we've got toolbar.
Home, ribbon, tab group.
The group.
Navigation pane, table, row 1 of 12.
Navigation
selected.
Pane.
Vertical splitter. Message list outline view, table, column
Message
1, row 2 empty cell.
View.
Vertical split table, no select, mail, calendar, but
the
people button, tasks
controls,
button, notes button, expand module bar button.
expand module bar,
horizontal splitter, collapse status bar group,
and the status bar group. And of course, if you want to, you can also use the tab and shift tab keys to go through the controls on the screen. However, I must say that I tend to find using the voiceover cursor to navigate the screen makes a little bit more sense, since I can also use the interact and uninteract commands to interact with the ribbon group and the scroll area. It just keeps my navigation, if you like, less cluttered. Now, the other thing I'm going to show you on this main screen is that you can actually jump between those two main tables, i.e. at the moment, the navigation table and the message list table. So if I do shift control left brace.
Previous pane, navigation pane, table, row 1 of 12, inbox selected.
Okay, it said previous pane, so it took me straight to the navigation pane table. And if I did shift control right brace.
Next pane, message list outline view, table, column 1, row 2 empty, so.
Took me straight to the message list table. And of course, if I did shift control right brace again.
Next pane, navigation pane, table, row 1 of 12.
It's going to cycle around and land me back on the navigation table. And conversely, if I did shift control left brace.
Previous pane, message list outline view table, column 1, row 2 empty cell.
I'm back to the message list outline view table. So that's quite handy. It doesn't matter where you are on the main screen. If I went back to the top of the screen again.
Toolbar.
And still did shift control right brace.
Next pane, navigation pane table, row 1 of 12, inbox selected. Message list outline view table, column 1, row 2.
Okay, it comes in quite handy. So I want to check where I am. VO F3 or control option F3.
Message list outline view table is in the voiceover cursor.
So I'm on the message list outline view table. Let me just go back to the navigation pane. It's going to do shift control left brace in this case.
Previous pane, navigation pane, table, row 1 of 12, inbox.
Okay, and interact.
Interact with navigation pane, table, row 1 of 12, inbox.
Okay, and of course I did shift VO down arrow, shift control option down arrow. And if I do VO down arrow, control option down arrow.
Draft collapsed.
There's drafts.
Sent items collapsed.
Sent items, and these are currently collapsed. And of course to expand them, I can do VO backslash or control option backslash.
Expanding send items to items enclosed.
Okay, and if I deck, I went down.
Me level 2, on my computer.
So back up.
Me.
Of course, I'm doing VR upper arrow, control option upper arrow.
Send items expanded. Two items enclosed.
And
level 1.
I collapse it again, of course, I can do VO backslash control option backslash.
Collapsing send items.
And keep going up.
Draft collapsed. Inbox collapsed.
Okay, inbox. So I've got inbox in focus. To get to the message list view for the current folder that I'm in, and you can certainly do this different ways, but again, I like to have control over my navigation. So I'm going to interact with the navigation table.
Stop interacting with navigation pane table.
And I'm going to do shift control right brace.
Next pane, navigation pane table, row 1 of 12. Next pane, message list outline view table, column 1, row 2 empty.
Now, sometimes what that will do, it'll actually refocus back on the navigation table. And sometimes it'll go straight to the message table list that it's done now. Now I can re-interact.
Interact with message list outline view table, column 1, row 2 empty cell.
If I read across.
Status, blank image, priority, normal priority image, attachments, no attached. From David Woodbridge, subject, testing Microsoft Outlook, column 6, row 2.
And if I go back with control option left arrow, VO left arrow.
From David Woodbridge, column 5, row 2.
Come down.
David Woodbridge.
Okay, from David Woodbridge again. Go back to the right with VO right arrow, option right arrow.
Subject, check out this product, column okay, 6,
check
row
out
3.
This product, that's when I was actually having a look at the heart monitor from Wahoo. So let me just go back up one more message where I was before. VO up arrow, control option up arrow.
Testing Microsoft Outlook.
And I'm going to open it with command O.
Open message now in testing Microsoft Outlook, inbox, window, HTML content.
And I'll just show you the way that I've got my views set up in a minute, but if I interact with the HTML area.
Interact with HTML content. Hi, group.
Okay, hi, and now use my dinner.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush never to be seen again. David.
Okay, nothing very exciting. And to close the message, if I do command W.
Close now in inbox window. Testing Microsoft Outlook, column 6, row 2 cell.
I'm back to the message table and I'm still interacting because if I do VO down, corruption down.
Check out this product.
I'm down to the next message in the list. Then I now can press command O1.
Open message now in check out this product, inbox window, HTML content.
Interact.
Interact with HTML content. Wahoo TICKR heart rate monitor, group.
Come down, down arrow.
http://store.apple.com/
And of course, that's the hyperlink for the Wahoo monitor in the Apple Store. Command W to close.
Close now in inbox window. Check out this product. Column 6, row 3 cell.
Now I'm going to go into sending a message, replying to a message, and forwarding a message in a minute after I've showed you what my views are like. So let me just go to the menu bar with VOM or control option M.
Menu bar, Apple.
And come across with right arrow.
Outlook. File. Edit. View.
And come down.
View menu 13 items. Previous control left bracket.
Okay, so we've got commands here for previous control.
Next control right bracket.
Next control.
Previous pane control shift left bracket.
Previous pane. And of course, I said left brace because if you hold down the shift key, the left bracket becomes a left brace. So down again.
Next pane, control, shift, right bracket.
Next pane, control, shift, right bracket, same as the previous one.
Go to, submenu.
Go to, and I'll come back up to that one in a minute.
Columns, submenu.
Columns.
Arrange by, submenu.
Arrange by.
Filters, submenu.
Filters.
Reading pane, submenu.
Reading pane. Now let me just show you what I've got my reading pane set to. So I'm going to do right arrow.
Reading pane, submenu, three items, right and command, backslash.
Down arrow.
Below command, shift, backslash, checkmark, hidden command, option, backslash.
So I've got my reading pane currently hidden on the screen. So I'm pressing left arrow.
View, menu, 13 items, reading pane, submenu.
Come down.
Media browser, submenu.
Media browser.
Checkmark, folder pane.
I've got the folder pane checked.
Checkmark, ribbon, command, option, R.
I've got the ribbon pane checked, and of course the shortcut key there to hide it.
Enter full screen, command, control, F.
And this is enter full screen.
Previous control, left bracket.
And we're back up the top to previous control. And let me just come down.
Next control,
to
previous pane control, next pane control, go to, submenu.
And if I open up the go to menu, right arrow.
Go to, submenu, five items, checkmark, mail command, one.
These are all the shortcut keys that you have for mail, calendar, buttons, etc. So command one is mail.
Calendar command two.
Calendar is command two.
People command three.
People is command three, i.e. contacts.
Tasks command four.
Tasks command four.
Notes command five.
Notes command five.
Checkmark mail command one.
And back to mail command one. Okay, so let me just press escape for the moment.
Closing menu. Check out this product. Column six, row three cell.
Okay, and you can tell where I'm back onto the message list tab, but I'm still on the subject of the check out this product. Now, keep things nice and tidy. I'm actually going to uninteract with that table. So shift V or upper arrow, shift control and upper arrow.
Stop interacting with message list outline view table. Column one, row three empty.
Okay, now if I want to check what window, i.e. app I'm in, if I do VO F2 or Control Option F2.
Inbox, window.
So I'm currently in inbox. So command one was mail that we're already in. Command two.
From the 27th of April 2016 to the 28th of April 2016, zero events.
VO F2 now, Control Option F2.
Calendar, window.
Tells me I'm in calendar. Command three.
Table.
It takes me into the people contacts view. So VO F2 or Control Option F2.
People, window.
People, window. Command four.
Table. Uncheck checkbox. Image, re, feedback for VoiceOver on Office 365 Outlook. No due date.
Do VO F2 or Control Option F2.
Tasks, window.
That's the tasks window. And finally, command 5.
Table, my test nonsense sentences. 16/04/20.
My test nonsense sentences. So if I do VO F2 or Control Option F2.
Notes, window.
There's the notes window that we're currently in. So let me go back to mail with command 1.
Mail checked. Items. 6 button.
That means I'm now landed back in the status group window. So if I uninteract.
Stop interacting with status bar group.
And just to keep it nice and tidy, I'm going to go to the top of the screen.
Toolbar.
Okay, so let's send a new message. So command N for new.
Email. Now in untitled window. To edit text.
I'm going to send myself an email here at home. So I'm going to type in David.
ID at mepcom.
And press the tab key.
Leaving scroll area. CC. Edit text.
So it said CC as in carbon copy. Tab again.
Leaving scroll area. Subject. Edit text.
Subject. And type in something amazing like test.
MSG. Space. MSG.
Recording. And tab again.
Record. Document. Text.
And here's our document text. So I'm going to do.
I. Space. David. Comma. New line.
How are you today?
Period. Today. New line. T-F-S-P-E-N-T-F-S-P-E-T-F-T, period, test, new line.
Thanks.
T-A-S, new line, D-V-D, new line, David.
Okay, and of course to send, it's command and enter.
Items, 6 button, quick print button, quick print.
You heard the send sound and you then heard the receive sound because I basically sent it back to my Mac that I'm currently working on. Now, it said print button, and I know from experience that I should be sitting in the toolbar for some reason, so I'm going to uninteract with the toolbar.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
And it's good that you, when you get to know the application, you don't need to navigate too much to find out where you are. That's why I could just uninteract then straight away, because I knew the print button was inside the toolbar. I'm going to use the shift control right brace to jump to the message pane table.
Next pane, navigation pane, table, row 1 of 12, inbox, one of messages selected.
Let's keep going to the right again, shift control, right brace.
Next pane, message list outline view, table, column 1, row 5, empty cell.
Interact.
Interact with message list outline view table, column 1, row 5.
And if I go to the right.
Status, blank image, column 2, row 5, level 2.
Of course, with VR right arrow, control option right arrow.
Priority, normal priority image, attachments, attachment image. From David Woodbridge, column 5, row, subject, check out this product, column 6, row 5, level 2.
Okay, so I can tell I'm still on the row that I left off before. Now, if I try and go up.
Testing Microsoft Outlook.
And of course, I'm doing VR upper arrow, control option up arrow. That's the message that I was on previously before this one. But if I try and go up again, I can't go any further because basically I'm on the previous week view at the moment. If I go to the left, VR left arrow, control option left arrow.
Attachments, no attached priority, normal status, blank image, column 1, row 3, empty cell, level 2. Last week, expanded, 4 items enclosed, level 1.
Okay, I'm on last week with 4 items in it. So if I go up with VR up arrow, control option up arrow.
Today, collapsed.
I'm going to expand it.
Row 1 expanded.
And I've got one item in it, funny enough. Now, if I go to the right.
Column 1, row 2, empty cell, level 2.
Of course, I'm doing VR, right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Status, unread image, priority, normal priority image, attachments, no attachments image. From David Woodbridge, subject, test MSG whilst recording, column 6, row 2, level 2.
Okay, and let's open it with commando.
Open message, now in test MSG whilst recording, inbox, window, HTML content.
Interact.
Interact with HTML content. Hi, David, group.
Come down.
Space. How are you today? Space. This ends this test. Space. Thanks.
Untracked.
Stop interacting with HTML content.
And of course, if I wanted to cheat a little bit, if I wanted to read what was inside that HTML area, I could just do VOR control option A.
HTML content. Hi, David. How are you today? This ends this test. Thanks, David.
Because I did VOR control option A, I'm currently interacting with the HTML area. So if I uninteract.
Stop interacting with HTML content.
I'm out of it again. All right. Now, just to show you what the screen looks like when I've opened up that message, go to the left, VR left arrow, control option left arrow.
Link status, presence unknown, image.
That's link status because I'm not on my Exchange network at the moment.
Text. To Wednesday, 27 April 2016 at 9:10 a.m. Text, embedded, David Woodbridge, davidnetme.com, David Woodbridge, vertical splitter, test MSG whilst recording. Message, ribbon, tab group.
A ribbon, tab group because we're actually in a message. So if I interact with the group.
Interact with, message, ribbon, tab group. 4 items, message, selected, tab, 1 of 1.
Okay, we've only got one tab, which is currently selected.
Message, selected, tab.
If I go to the right, VR right arrow, control option right arrow.
Help improve office, met, collapse ribbon, button. Scroll area.
Interact with the scroll area.
Interact with scroll area. 13 items, delete, button.
We've got 13 items, we've got delete.
Archive, button.
Archive.
Archive. Reply, button. Reply.
Reply.
Reply all, button.
Reply all.
Reply all. Forward, button. Forward.
Forward.
Meeting, button.
Meeting.
Move, menu, button.
Move.
Move.
Etc. Okay, so I'm going to interact.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
And I'm back in the message group. So uninteract again.
Stop interacting with message, ribbon, tab group.
And if I do VR left arrow, control option left arrow.
Toolbar.
There's that toolbar.
Full screen button.
And back to the top of the
screen. This button also has an action to zoom the window.
So I go to the right, VR right arrow, control option right arrow.
Toolbar. Message, ribbon, tab group.
It's the message, ribbon, tab group.
Test MSG whilst recording. Test MSG whilst recording.
Okay, there's the subject of the message.
Vertical splitter, David Woodbridge, image. Text. Wednesday, 27 April 2016 at 2. Text, embedded, David Woodbridge, link status, presence of, hi David, how are you today?
Okay, and this I'm back to test. The actual message
Thanks.
Text.
Hi David, how are you today?
Okay, so if you want to keep it nice and clean, you can just stick to the HTML area, because of course you can use shortcut keys to reply, forward, etc. if you need to. So I'm just going to do Command R to reply.
Now in re, test MSG whilst recording, window, toolbar.
Okay, now it hasn't come back into focus, so I'm going to jump down to the document layout area, and I'm just going to cheat. I'm going to do VOF or control option F for find.
Enter search text.
Type in document.
D-O-C-U-N-E-N-T.
Hit enter.
Document layout area.
And there's the document layout area. Okay, so I'm going to
interact with document layout area. Document text from David Woodbridge less than davidme.com.
Greater from blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to make sure I'm at the top of the screen by pressing my up arrow key by itself.
From beginning of text, new line.
Okay, so I'm going to do hi.
H space hi.
I'm just going to put Dave.
D-A-V, comma, Dave, comma.
Dave. Hi, Dave.
New line. T K K A H T T
thank
K space thank Y U R space for Y O space U A E U L space useful
E
A L space
usual
space period new line
David
D new line David.
And of course, I'm going to send it again with Command Enter.
Message list outline view table.
While we're talking about new emails and replying and so on, if you want to force Outlook to go and do a send-receive check, if you do Command-K.
Send and receive. Two rows added. Row 2 expanded.
That does a send-receive for you. Now, our focus is on the message list table. I still need to interact with it. So Shift-V-O down arrow, Shift-Control-Option down arrow.
Interact with message list outline view table. column 1, row 4, empty cell.
So I'm still on the message that I originally replied to. So if I do VO up arrow, control option up arrow.
Re, test MSG whilst recording.
Of course, re, test MSG, as in reply to it. Command O to open it.
Open message, now in re, test MSG whilst recording, inbox, window, HTML content.
And as I said before, I'm going to do VOA or control option A just to read it.
HTML content. Hi Dov, thank you for your useful email as a usual smile. David, from David Woodbridge less than, link, david@me.com, greater than date, Wednesday.
Okay, et cetera, et cetera. Let's do a forward command. So it's command J to forward.
Now in FW, test MSG whilst recording, window, to edit text.
Okay, and another one to myself to forward it on. So I'm going to do
David. At David @davidwoodbridge.com.
And press tab.
Leaving scroll area. CC. Edit text.
Okay, carbon copy. I'm not going to do a carbon copy this time again.
Leaving scroll area. FW. Test MSG whilst recording. Content selected.
Already there. Tab again.
Document text. From David Woodbridge less than david@me.com greater than. Date. Wednesday. 27 April 20.
Okay, so on and so on. And of course, I could add more text in there if I just did up arrow.
Beginning of text. New
motion
line.
I'm at the top. I'm just going to put
FT space just B-E-C-A-E space aspects F to N. Period. Can
new line. And of course, to send, command enter.
Message list outline view table. Column 1. Row 3 empty cell.
And we're back to that message list table again. There's the send. Let's hurry it up. Let's do a command K.
Send and receive. One row
Thank
added.
Thank you. It's a little bit faster. So let's interact with again with the message list table.
Interact with message list outline view table. Column 1, row 4 empty.
And let's go up via up arrow, control option up arrow.
FW, test MSG whilst recording.
And there's the FW for forward. Command O to open it.
Open message. Now in FW, test MSG whilst recording. Inbox, window, HTML content.
And my sneaky VOA control option A.
HTML content, just because I can. From David Woodbridge less than.
Okay, and command W to close it.
Close. Now in inbox, window. FW, test MSG whilst recording.
Now before I finally show you the preferences where you can go and set up your account, look at the sounds that Outlook uses, etc., I just want to show you what the screen looks like if you change your app. So I'm going to go to the calendar with command number 2.
From 27 April 2016 to 28 April 2016, zero events, empty scroll area.
Okay, so I've got zero events today. If I do VO F2 or control option F2.
Calendar, window.
It's going to tell me I'm in calendar. If I go to the top of the screen.
Toolbar.
There's my toolbar, and if I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Home, ribbon, tab group.
There's our ribbon group, and of course, home's currently selected. Now, keep in mind now that those tabs now are relevant to the application that I'm now in, which is calendar. So if I interact now with the group.
Interact with home, ribbon, tab group. Six items, home, selected, tab, one of three.
Okay,
has new window.
Selected. Let me just go over to the scroll here with VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Organized, tools, tab, help improve office, collapse ribbon, scroll area.
Interact with the scroll area.
Interact with scroll area. 12 items, appointment button.
Okay, I've got 12 items. Appointment.
Meeting button.
Meeting.
New items, menu button.
New items.
New items. Today button.
Today button, today. As in go to today.
Day, check, checkbox.
Today, checkbox, checkbox. That's the view that I'm currently in.
Work week, unchecked, checkbox.
Work week's
work
currently
week.
Unchecked.
Week, unchecked, checkbox. Month, unchecked, checkbox. Open shared calendar, dimmed button.
Open shared calendar.
Open calendar permissions, dimmed button.
Calendar permissions,
calendar permissions. Find a contact, edit text.
Find a contact.
Address book button.
Address book.
Address book button.
And that's it. All right, so if I uninteract.
Stop interacting with scroll area. Stop interacting with home, ribbon, tab group.
And I did that twice to come out of the scroll and then come out of the ribbon. So VO right arrow, option right arrow.
Previous month button.
Is the previous month button.
April 2016, dimmed.
April 2016.
May 2016, dimmed.
May.
Next month button.
Next month.
Vertical splitter. Wednesday, 27 April 2016.
Wednesday.
Mostly sunny image.
Oh, mostly sunny. Lovely.
Today.
Today.
Vertical splitter. Previous button. Today button.
Previous
go to
button.
Today.
Today button. Go to today.
Next button.
Next button.
22 degrees C / 15 degrees C.
20 degrees Celsius.
From 27 April 2016 to 28 April 2016. Zero events. Unknown.
Okay, that's the current calendar and there's no events today.
From 27 April 2016 to 28 April 2016. Zero events. Empty scroll area.
Keep going to the right.
June 2016. Dim. July 2016. Horizontal splitter. Navigation pane. Table. Row 1 of 3. Calendar. Shown selected.
Okay, keep going to the right. That's the calendar pane.
Mail button.
And of course, here we have our buttons now for mail.
Calendar. Selected.
Calendar,
button.
Which is now currently selected.
People button.
People.
Tasks button.
Tasks.
Notes button.
Notes.
Expand module bar button.
Expand module.
Status bar group.
And back to the status bar group down the bottom. So let me just go back to mail for the moment with command 1.
Mail checked.
Okay, we're back to mail. And of course, finally, I said I'd show you where to go and set up preferences, and I'll just show you where you can set up your accounts and also where you can change some of the sounds for Outlook. So I'm going to do command comma to bring up preferences.
Preferences, show all button.
Okay, we're on the show all button. If I press my tab key.
Leaving toolbar, general button. Set options for the folder list and default application.
Tells you what that general button's for. Tab again.
Accounts button.
Accounts.
Add, delete, or modify settings for email accounts.
And I'll just go through the rest of the buttons and we'll come back to accounts.
Notifications and sounds button. Set options for alerts and sounds.
Okay, notifications and sounds.
Categories button. Add, delete, or modify the categories that you use to organize Outlook items.
Categories.
Fonts button. Set default fonts for messages and item lists.
Fonts.
Autocorrect button. Control how Outlook automatically corrects text as you type.
Autocorrect.
Reading button. Set options for viewing messages.
Reading.
Composing button.
Composing.
Set options for composing, replying to, and forwarding messages. Signatures button. Set options for adding personalized signatures to messages.
Signatures.
Rules button. Add or modify automated actions that organize messages.
Rules.
Rules button. Add or modify automated actions that organize messages.
Now, as you can tell, it's just read out that rule tab twice because there's actually two buttons labeled rule at the moment. So I press tab again.
Calendar button.
Calendar.
Set options for your calendar and reminders. Contacts button. Set options such as default phone and address formats.
Okay, contacts. Okay, and if I try and press tab again, I can't go any further. So let me just shift tab to go back to accounts.
Calendar, but rules, but rules, but signatures, composing, reading, but autocorrect, fonts, but categories, but notification, accounts button. Add, delete, or modify settings for email accounts.
Spacebar to check it.
Accounts window, show all button.
Accounts window, show all button. And of course, if I press spacebar on that, it would take us back to the main preferences screen. We've got the buttons for general accounts, etc. But now we're in the accounts window. And of course, I can verify by doing VOF2 or Control Option F2.
Accounts window.
Okay, press tab.
Leaving toolbar. Table, row 1 of 1, default account, me, david@me.com selected.
Okay, that's my current email account and the current account table. Of course, if there was no accounts, you wouldn't have this at the moment.
Leaving table. Add account menu button.
And then we've got the add account button, which I had when I firstly downloaded and set up Outlook on the Mac. So if I do spacebar.
Menu, 4 items.
And I press down.
Exchange ellipsis.
Got exchange.
Outlook.com ellipsis.
Outlook.com.
Other email ellipsis.
Other email, which is what I used to set up my Me account.
Directory service ellipsis.
Directory service.
Exchange ellipsis.
And back to exchange. So if I hit enter.
Interact with dialog. 4. Window. Accounts. Email address. Edit text. Enter your exchange account information. Email address. Authentication. Method.
Okay, I'm in the window to set up my email exchange account, and you would basically go through and set it up. So I'm just going to press escape because I don't want this up anymore.
Add account. Menu button. Add an account.
And if I press tab again.
Delete account button.
Delete account.
Delete the selected account.
Because my current one's in focus, which is my Me account.
Set default account. Menu button.
Set default account.
Set as Me. Content selected. Account description. Account description. Edit text.
And this is my current description and details for my current selected account. So to get back to the previous menu, I'm going to do shift tab.
Set default. Delete account. Add account. Table. Show all button.
And spacebar and show all. And I'm just going to press my tab key now.
Leaving toolbar item palette. General button.
Here's general.
Set options
so
for the folder list and default application.
Screen.
Accounts button.
Accounts.
Add, delete, or modify settings for email accounts.
We want to get to notifications and sounds, so tab again.
Notifications and sounds button. Set options for alerts and sounds.
Spacebar on that one.
Notifications and sounds window, show all button.
Okay, and there's our show all button to go back to the main preferences screen, tab.
Leaving toolbar item palette. Display an alert on my desktop, checked, checkbox.
Okay, display an alert on my desktop, checkbox checked. And of course, I did spacebar.
Unchecked, display an alert on my desktop, checkbox.
I'd uncheck it. Spacebar again.
Check. Display an alert on my desktop. Checkbox.
I'd recheck it. Tab again.
Show message subject in preview. Selected. Radio button. 2 of 2.
So message subject in preview.
Bounce Outlook icon in dock. Uncheck. Checkbox.
Bounce icon Outlook in dock. Fairly useless for me probably. So that's unchecked, which is default.
Default. Sound set. Pop-up button.
Default. Sound set. Pop-up button.
Play sound button.
Play sound. So I press spacebar. This is the...
New message. Checked. Checkbox.
New message. So tab again.
Play sound button.
Play sound. That's for
mailbox sync error. Check checkbox.
Mailbox sync error. And of course, you can turn these sounds off.
Uncheck mailbox sync error. Checkbox.
By pressing the spacebar on them, of course. So spacebar again, just turn it back on again.
Check mailbox sync error. Checkbox.
Tab.
Play sound button.
Here's play sound for
message sent. Check checkbox.
Message sent. Tab again.
Play sound button.
Play sound. This one's quite quiet. I'm just going to try and press on the spacebar quietly. Okay, that sound, that's for.
No new messages, check, checkbox.
No new messages, which I find is quite a little faint sound. Tab again.
Play sound button.
Play sound. Actually quite like that one. Tab.
Reminder, check, checkbox.
That's reminder, tab again.
Play sound button.
Spacebar and play sound. That's for.
Welcome, check, checkbox.
That's the welcome sound that you heard when I first opened up Outlook. Tab again.
Reset alerts button.
Reset alerts.
Show all button.
And we're back to show all again. Okay, and of course, the way to get out of preferences, just press Command W.
Close, quick print button. Quick
and
print.
I'm back to the toolbar on the main screen. So if I interact.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
and go to the right with VR right up to Trump's Runner.
Home, ribbon, tab group.
We're back to our ribbon, tab, grip. And of course, we're still in mail. If I do VR F2 or Control Option F2.
Inbox, window.
We're in inbox. So to close Outlook, I'm just going to do Command Q to quit.
Quit Outlook. Finder, applications, window, list view, table. Microsoft Outlook.app application.
So that completes this demonstration of a bit of a run through using Outlook for the Mac using VoiceOver, but it's certainly extremely accessible using VoiceOver. That completes the demo. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.